Sunday, Chof Gimel Cheshvan, Rabbi Yossi David, in davening in a multi-faith room.
Mentioned that we're holding within the Shloshim of Ovadia Yosef. So I thought I'd pick on a topic which he discusses himself in two places in his Tshuvot Yaviyah Omer. I also discussed that one of his Tshuvot, she is if Totav Dovevot Bakever. There's an Indian to say Divetera, Leilu Nishmas and Nifta, especially Divetera, which he himself sweated to write. I had this doubt, and the truth is, it was years ago I had this doubt. There is in hospitals and in airports, there's a special room which they designate for prayers. Quite a comfortable room. And the question is, could people go and do the duties there, do the davening there in these multi-faith rooms? Which they have in hospitals, I've seen it more in the hospitals, it was more sophisticated. They had the paroiches for each faith. Like if you want, so you've got the paroiches, but you've got the tzlav in it, and the other one's got Muslim, if you want a Magen David, you've got a Magen David. If you want to cover all of them, they've got a paroiches over all of it. So, quite accommodating. And unfortunately, people need these rooms when they're in the hospital. They want to daven somewhere peacefully and quiet, especially in the airport. You're traveling, you'll miss davening in a shul, which is a chiyuv to daven in a shul, because you should not daven anywhere else. You want to daven somewhere quietly. Could you go into this? I think in Luton Airport there was one anyway. That's the last one I encountered, and I felt uncomfortable. Never mind, we did it. We went and davened there. But it felt a bit uncomfortable. As you walk in, you've got the Quran, you've got the Old Testament, the New Testament, all on the table, they're laid out for you. You've got a notebook to write your comments about what you think in the room. I realize people have wrote comments on the wall. Muhammad is a real one, this is a real one. As you see on the wall. And they're so accommodating, they even write you the direction you should pray for. If you're Jewish, they put a plaque this way. If you're Muslim, that way. Yeah. It's the idea is amazing, yeah? Never mind, we sat in our dinner, we had supper there, we sat in Ed there. So, the question is, could we go and daven in such a place? When Rav Ovadia Yosef was a rabbi in Egypt, his first career as being a rabbi, yeah? They took him over from Porat Yosef, he was learning, he was giving shiurim, and they gave him the post of being a rabbi in Egypt, not the chief rabbi, but a rabbi, he's very young. And he was pressurized by the chief rabbi of Egypt. Could be that was one of the reasons why he left the place, yeah? But he said he suffered. Those couple of years he was in Mitzrayim, it was a hard job. The Kehillah wasn't a really accommodating Kehillah. And he went through a lot of trouble to change things. In fact, just before he left, he came up with a public notice that the hospitals are all treifa. The Jewish hospital in Egypt, in Cairo, is proper treifa. He was an ish emet. When he saw something going wrong, halachically, he didn't hide it away. He didn't brush it away. So he was asked by the chief rabbi of Egypt to go. One of the consuls, one of the diplomats, passed away. And the minhag was, they used to take his coffin into the church and everybody go and pay respects like they do today. And he was asked to do so on behalf of the chief rabbi. He wasn't well enough. So he instructed him to go and represent him there. And he was reluctant. In fact, he refused. He did not go. And later on he wrote a tshuva about it, why he didn't go. So they discuss whether you're allowed to go into the church. Yeah, I'm not now jumping to conclusions whether it's similar to going to the church or not. This is multi-faith. So it's designated lechatchila for different kinds of faith. But let's first talk about the issa of going into a tifla before we start talking about where is the issa of going into a tifla. Is there an issa? And depends why you're going and how far must you keep away from a tifla. So the source, the first one was...
Sorry? What's the definition of
tefila? Tefila is... Tefila, tuma, makom tuma. You want to say church? I say church. Yes, it's loy shamal picha. Makom avi dezara. Trust me, it doesn't come from my roots. It's probably in Yiddish, something. Yeah? Bet avodah zara. Okay? Bet avodah zara. The Mishnah says... In Avodah Zarah, Lifnei Deim, Ir sheyesh ba avodat kochavim chutz al hamutar, haya chutz al avodat kochavim tochal hamutar ma olei lecha sham bizman shaderech miyuchedet lato makom. So let's start slowly. The Mishnah begins talking, Ir sheyesh ba avodat kochavim, a town where there is an Avodah Zarah inside it. So he says chutz al, on the outskirts of the town, you're allowed to. Rashi says pshat based on doing business, which the Gemara, first Mishnah of the Zohar talks about, we're allowed to do business with Goyim, Lifnei Deim. So he's talking about the Chag. They've got a special Chag where everyone comes together from other towns to do business, to cover the Avodah Zarah. So inside it, one may not go inside the town, not a base of Avodah Zarah, the town. Outside it, you can, Laset Velatet, you can do business with the Goyim. If the opposite, Avodah Zarah outside, then you can go inside the town. Then the Mishnah says, "Ma'u leilech sham." What's the halacha to go into the town? So Rashi has based on his pshat, he says, "Ma'u leilech lesham lotair," to go to the town at the day of the chag, of the feast, of the celebration. Yeah, lesaper, not to do business with them, to go and talk to your friend. You got a friend living there. You want to go have a chat, schmooze with him. Are you allowed to go into town? Through that journey, through that pathway into town, or there is an Indian of Chashad, says Rashi. People will see him going into the town on that special day. They'll say he's probably going far away. The Zohar, Lemiflach, as Rashi says. Yeah? Mipnei Chashad shenira kemehalech leovda. So, Rashi, the Mishnah differentiates whether there is a journey going from that town elsewhere. The people who see you going there might say, you know what, he's just using that journey to get elsewhere. He's not going into town for that purpose. That's okay. But if the journey only leads to that town, the Mishnah says it's also to go there. The Pirush HaMishnah is on the Rambam, of the Rambam. He writes, he learns from this Mishnah. If this is talking about going into town, first of all, the Rambam has a totally different pshat in the Mishnah. He generally holds a person should not live in a town where there's a base of Avodah Zarah. Yeah? So if there's a church in town, we shouldn't be living here. Yeah? We should be looking for a place where there's no tumah. Yerushalayim becomes a problem. Yeah? Unfortunately, the Avodah Zarah has gone in anywhere. Everywhere you can think of. So, the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayot, I'll read his Loshon. Velefikach, Amru, what's the Mishnah asking? Are you allowed to go into the town? So says the Pirush HaMishnayot, Ma'u lelech lesham sheyasim ota derech lelech misham lezulata. Can you use a town with there is an Avodah Zarah inside it, inside town, can you use it as a journey to make your way to another town? Says the Pirush HaMishnayot, Lefi she'asur likanes le'ir she'esh ba'avodas kochavim. One should not enter a town where there is an Avodah Zarah inside it. Kol she'ken ladur ba, definitely one should not live in such a place. The kol she'ken lischor ba, to do business, definitely you shouldn't do in that place. And then he continues, Ulefikach, kol ma she'esh ba'osuban, ulefikach yivada lecha, you should know. She called Ir Shelumah, every nation, every town of a nation, that they have a bet tifla. So the Rambam already uses the Loshon tifla. Sorry, the source is the Rambam. Yeah. Shehu beis avodas kochavim. Belo safek ota ir asur la'avor ba bechavana vekol shiken adur ba. One should not intentionally pass through the town. Wow. And should not live in it. Aval anachnu, sure, here comes Rambam and saves us. Aval anachnu, unfortunately, he lived in Spain, no? תחת ידיהם בעוונותינו ושוכנים בארצם אנוסים. We were forced, we bought in Golos, we bought all kinds of towns, England, Spain, Europe. Unfortunately, we were forced into these places. ונתקיים בנו, says הרמב״ם, the Klolo, which says in Devarim, ועבדתם שם אלוהים אחרים מעשה ידי אדם את זה. ואם העיר דינה, says הרמב״ם, and if the town, the Lord has like that, you should not live in such a town, if it's up to you, says says the Rambam, ואם העיר דין הכך, קל וחומר דין בית עבודת כחובים. If we are so particular not to get into a town, and unfortunately we live in a town where there's Avodah Zarah, so we're in Golus, so we've got no choice. But says the Rambam, going into a church, going into בית עבודת זרה, says the Rambam, שהוא אסור לנו כמעט לראותו. He says even to look at that place, look at that church, you should not look at it, וכל שכן להיכנס בו. And even more so, one should not enter the church for whatever reason. I just want to point out a few things. If you go to Windsor Castle, yeah, there's a few visiting places there where there's nice paintings on display, which is a chapel. It's a place of Avodah Zarah. It used to be anyway. I don't know if it is used every so often as a base of Avodah Zarah. It's part of the tour is through one of these places, actually. So it's an issue. One should be careful. One should find something even to go see nice paintings. One should not go into.
Someone went to Blenheim Palace recently, and the tour goes through the chapel.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
So it's a problem. The Pirush HaMishnah is a big problem, yeah? So he says, because she can leikanes bo. The Rambam didn't say what's the reason why not. Is it because of chashad? Or is it because we lo yidbak b'chal me'uma? It's got nothing to do with chashad here. When you go into a church, you're pushed going into a base tumah, and it's infested. You'll walk out of it infested. Yeah? So Rambam didn't say the reason why, whether it's because of chashad or not. Now the truth is, this is already in Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara brings in Daf Yud Zayin an interesting story. Let me share with you a story. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonasan, Nebu Ka'az Libaucha. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonasan were going on a journey. Matu le'anu tzei shvile. They got into this two paths. There were two ways to the journey. One, chad patzia pitcha davoidet kochavim. One passed through a street, which there's an entry from that street to a beis tuma. And one passed through a street where there's an entrance to a beis zaynas. So I'm asking you, think logic, which one should you prefer going through? Yeah? So the Gemara says, the first rabbi offered to tell Amalek, had the chavre, one told his colleague, nezi lapitcha davoidet kochavim. We know there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Yeah, and of Samach something that Samach Dalid. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the shechted the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. Yeah, after the Chulban Bais Rishon. Yeah, the shechted. So let's go through that pathway because anyway there's no Yitzhar. So then the other Amora said as follows: No, Neizel Apitcha de Bezainus. Let's go to that through that. And then Chafiel Yitzran, we'll work on our Yitzhar. Then Kabel Agra, we'll get Schar for it. Kimatu Hasam, when they got there, they went through the path of the Beis Zaynas, and it says all the Zaynas disappeared. They all went to hiding. So one asked the other, how did you know that this is what's going to happen? She says, it was obvious to me. There's a pasuk which says, Mezimat ishmor alecha tvunat in tzereka. The Torah protects a person. We're talking Divrei Torah now on our journey. As soon as you speak Divrei Torah, they just wash away. They go away. Tosfos says something interesting. Says Tosfos, Mikan yesh lilmod. That a person should avoid going through a place where there's a base tumor as much as he could. Why? It says, don't draw anybody close. The Gemara brings earlier on the Fidzayin and Mudalev. One should not go close to an avoid. There's only a spot in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Nun. Mitzvah litrachek me'avodat elelim daled amot. A person should avoid a path which goes through a tifle if he's got a chance to. So says Tosfos, you can learn it from here. The question is, how do you learn it from here? It was exactly the opposite. One suggests that it goes to the Petach, no, it goes to Beis Zaynas, let's get Schar. Maybe he did it because he wanted the reward to fight as Yitzhara. Tosfos says, no, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the person should never put himself in a situation where you can do Chalila and rely on the fact that you'll overcome. So it must be they had a reason why they chose to do that. It wasn't just for Schar. Must have been there was a reason why they chose that over the other way. Person should not put himself in such a situation. It's Darka Achrina. So therefore, since they chose to go through that Beis Zaynas, so Tosfos learns like the Pirush HaMishnayos. You have to keep well away. Kol Sheken to go into Beis Tumah, you can't go into it. And so it's Paskin. The interesting Tshuva Sarosh, Tshuva Sarosh says, he was asked once, if someone was Nitchayev Mita B'Malchut, the Malchut Paskin them Nitchayev Mita, they had a Goyim. And they used to have a minhag there, that if you run away, since they're forgot who was it? By Shlomo Melech's time. Yoav, no?
No,
Shimi. Shimi ben Gera went and round Achaz beKarnot. Oh, Adoniyahu did the same thing. Achaz, Adoniyahu held beKarnot haMizbeach. He held the Karnot haMizbeach. In all the, so the Goyim have a similar idea that if you run into a church, if you run a base tumah, then even if you have mitzvah, they can't touch you. So this Jew went and ran away into the chomot, says the Rosh, of the church. Did he do something wrong to save his life? So the Rosh says, the Rosh is matir, the Rosh says, since it's for pikuach nefesh, he's allowed to go in there and to save his life. I don't have time to read the Rosh, but that's what the Rosh says, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Nun Zayin towards the end. The Rashba disagrees with this. The Rashba seems to say that even for Pikuach Nefesh, it's Avizrayu de Avodah Zarah. It's all got to do connected to the Isurim of Avodah Zarah, and therefore one should not even go for Pikuach Nefesh purposes to save yourself by going into the base tumor. The Rashba holds that gat. And so does the Ritva and Chidushim on Avodah Zarah says the same thing, same idea. So you have big machlokes. The halacha lemaisa Shulchan Aruch goes like the Rosh because it comes to sofek nefoshes lehakel. Yeah, but there's a great massive machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba, where the person can save his life by running into a tifla in order to spare his life. Going to the next point, so we've clarified according to everybody, not for pikuach nefesh reasons, one should not enter beis tumah. What's the heter of Rabbonim who go there to pay respects? I'm not going now into politics, I'm going into this, I don't know. But seems to be the Indian of Darkei Shalom is not so straightforward. Yeah, unless we are forced and we're told that if we don't do it, we'll get into danger. But just time, Limtzoch Chen Beneim, Rav Ovadia Yosef writes in the Tshuva, and so did the Tzitz Eliezer Waldenberg writes, everybody writes that you should not go into a church even to pay respects. Yeah? That's it. Yeah? So, now we're going to the next thing, yeah? In order to cover this multi-faith. The next thing is Islam. What about going into a mosque to go and daven? Going to a mosque to daven, so there is an interesting machloket between the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Ovadia Yosef. What was the question? When they took over Marat HaMachpelah, this etc., no Chayesar, no Avraham Avinu bought it b'kesef mole, and the Tzitz Eliezer comes with a taina, ba'u b'gvulenu. They build a mosque. Today there's a mosque where we daven today in Marat HaMachpelah. If you go there, it's a proper mosque. Lechol Dover. If you look at, apart from the Ona Kodesh they brought in, if you look at the walls, you've got all the psukim of the Quran, and you've got also the shape of a moon. Everything's still on the wall. They haven't touched it yet. I don't know why. Huh? Even on the Kever, you've got these symbols of the Muslims. What is the machlokes between these two poiskim? It boils down to machloket between the Rambam and the Ran in Sanhedrin. How to treat the Islam? Yeah, there's no cleaners here, anything, no? Doesn't look it. No, no, outside listening. What? That's Polish. It'll sell the church to get more money. Anyway. So the Rambam writes in Tshuvas. Well, let's start with the Ran. The Tzitz Eliezer was asked this question by Madrich Tiulim, someone who takes people on touring and guides, and wants to know the halacha. Says the time summer is coming, and I need to know this halacha before summer. Can I take people through churches? And is the same thing true? So he holds based on the Ran. The Ran says that even though they believe in Hashem, but they do ishtachaviyah, they bow down, that's what the Ran claims, they bow down to Muhammad, to the Meshuga. That's what he writes, the Ran. A Meshuga ha'u, they bow down and they do a maise, which is a norm for Avodah Zarah, and they bow down to him, not to Kosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, Haraya, that they face that place where he's, whatever, went up, or whatever. So they bow down, they do a maise ishtachaviyah, says the Ran in Sanhedrin, it's proper Avodah Zarah, and therefore they've got a din of their Avodah Zarah fully. That's what the Ran says. So therefore, based on this Ran, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg, Paskins, they're going into a mosque, it's as severe as going into a church. Rav Ovadia Yosef brings a Tshuvas Rambam, that the Rambam seems to have verified who they bow down to. That just before they bow down, they say, "And there's no one like Hashem." They say all these funny psukim. Yeah, there's nothing like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they bow down. So seems to be that they bow down to Hashem. They're not bowing down to that Meshigineh. Yeah? So according to the Rambam in Tshuvot, really, there shouldn't be a problem going into going. That's what the Rambam actually passes about Maratha Machpelah, and he brings the Tzitz Eliezer and he argues. He says, had Ran seen the Tshuvos of Rambam, how to treat the Muslims, yeah. So therefore, he would have written what the Rambam wrote, yeah. And of course, the Shulchan Aruch paskins la'alocha the defe and Ishmaeli touches our wine, yeah. Since they're not oiv David Zora, Maga'a Noser, it only makes an issue of Shtia and not an issue of Hana. You can sell the wine. When the oiv David Zora touches our wine, then the halacha is, you know, it can't even benefit. You have to throw it down the drain. Yeah? Where else, according to, based on this Rambam, based on the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Ishmaeli eno Oser Maga'an Behana'a, Ela Rak Be'achila Ubishtia. So the Achronim seem to be hold like that as well, and so did they. So, seems to be that, by the way, generally there's a machlokes about how to treat Christianity, yeah, whether it's shituf or not shituf. So the famous Ramon, which brings a taste to us, which holds that it's shituf, and therefore there's no problem causing them to make a shvua, because if they make a shvua, they're not mitzuv al shituf, ben onach are not mitzuv al shituf. The Neid of Yehuda argues with that. He says it's a misconcept of people think that they've got shituf. The Indian shvua we are makel, but the proper call, proper if they're the zoran, therefore you can't go into the base tumor. So the Neid of Yehuda holds really, and most Achronim hold like that, that Leinian Shituf is only to cause them to do Shvua. That you can rely that they've done Metzuva la Shituf. But otherwise, for us, it's regarded the problem. Not enough communities. Could you turn a base Tifla, a base Tumah, could you turn it into Shul? It's been done in the past. The Eliyahu Rabba says you can't. Yeah? And there's other Achronim which says you could. If they sold it, they're Mevatel Davai the Zohar, and therefore, what?
One of the most famous shuls in Atlantic. In Big Frank.
It was a church.
It was a Huguenot chapel.
Yeah.
And the Rabbanim there were Rebelli Elopian's son and Dinah Plumsky's son. They all used to daven there.
Used to daven there. Very good, no? Very good, very good. I think there's another shul that I don't want to mention it now. Yeah.
He doesn't want to mention you,
but. Okay.
I come there every day.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so let's continue, yeah? So. Going back to what we're saying, so the maskana he remains that it's the Ovadia says, Ovadia Yosef writes in his tshuva and Yabia Omer Chelek Yud that you're allowed to go into Maratha Machpelah. Especially today, there's an extra kula there that today they've actually made this. It's designated special. They're taken away from the Ishmaelim. Now the Tzitz Eliezer has a taina. If you're going to tell me that you're allowed to go into the Maratha Machpelah and Davin, he opposed going to Davin there. By the way. It was before the story with Goldstein. Yeah, if you remember correctly, before the story with Goldstein on Purim, when he went and killed those 30 Arabs, then you used to walk into Maratha Machpelah, it was a proper mosque. You can see the Arabs bowing down there, the carpets, you'd go, you'd pass by, there was a section there where the Yidden used to daven, but everything was open to both. After that happened, they separated the entries completely. It's like we don't even see them. Yeah, they go through a different entry, and I think when Oel Yaakov and Leah is open for the Jews, and once a year they open the whole of Maratha Machpelah for the Jews, and once a year they open the whole of the Maratha Machpelah for the Arabs. Yeah, so today they've actually separated, but says the Tzitz Eliezer, it won't help us much because they've still got the symbols there, and it was built Ba'u Bigvulenu. You can say Ba'u Bigvulenu, it's not so simple in the Ba'u Bigvulenu because it used to be a cave, and they turned it into a mosque, so the mosque is there. It belongs to us, you're right. Find this surgery, we bought it by Kesef Maleh. It's interesting to point out that the three things which we bought by Kesef Maleh, we've got problems with it until today. Yeah? It's Yerushalayim, was bought by David HaMelech, we've got problems with it, Arabayit. We've got Shechem by Yosef HaTzadik, yeah, by Yaakov Avinu, by Charvi, by Kashti, we've got problems with that as well. We've got a problem with Maratha Machpelah as well, with Hebron. It's interesting, HaKadosh Baruch is testing us, yeah? So the Tzitz Eliezer really leaves Agat, and Ovadia in his tshuvos, he's matted to go to Maratha Machpelah. Now, how does this connect back to the multi-faith room? Yeah? What do we do in this multi-faith room? I'm puzzled. I don't know what... If the Indian is chashad, any lule chashad you'd be muta. Then lechora, according to the Ritva, which holds its union of Chashad, according to Rashi, which is the union of Chashad, then everybody knows it's a multi-faith room. If I'm going there, they're not going to say I'm going for Avodah Zorah purposes. Will they say that? Not necessarily. So we we could say that it's okay, although they were not talking about going into a base tumor. Yeah? And from the Rai, from the Rosh, he also has Mishum Chashad, only allowed because Pikuach Nefesh, it's much more from the Rosh. There's an interesting Gemara, which the Gemara talks about. They used to have these tsuras of Avodah Zorah with water coming out, and you had to put your mouth to drink there. Yeah, and you have to bow down. They wanted to force people like Vapara. He had a low ceiling, everyone should bow down. So they have this Avodah Zorah, which brings out water. And if anyone is thirsty, you come and drink. And by the way, you also bow down. So the Gemara says, even if you're about to die of thirst, yeah, you should not bow down to drink. So it seems to be because Pikuach Nefesh. How does that go with the Rosh, which says you can go for Pikuach Nefesh into the church? There's a differentiation between Ishtachaviyah, to bowing down, which is a mice of Avodah Zorah, to going into a church, and not necessarily going to do Avodah Zorah, yeah? So, if it's an Inyan of Chashad, maybe we can play around with it, but it's not mashma like that. The person should be able to go, especially when the Tzitzit says you've got the Sforim, you've got the symbols, you've got the thing in the room, and you should know this whole idea of multi-faith, interfaith, this whole idea of us mixing with the goyim does not bring into Ava ve'achva ve'shalom ve'reus. It's a mistake. In fact, it probably brings the opposite, because they're not interested in listening to what we have to believe, and the more we'll try and prove them how good our religion is and mix with them and interfaith with them, the more we'll cause anti-Semitism. It's a fact. The more we cause it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us that we should stay and explain ourselves what our belief is, and not go around to the goyim and try and explain to them what our faith is. Yeah? That's one thing. So the Indian of it. According to the Rambam and all of Kuntu Pirusha Mishnayos, which it seems to be there's an issur shelo yidbak b'cham ha'uma, to go into a tifla, that you'd be infested. I'm not so sure. If you got that sforim of other faiths, and there'll be other goyim davening there, it'll be inappropriate. I don't think the Pirusha Mishnayos would allow it. But adavar tzarich Talmud, yeah. It needs a lot of. It's not so simple. I didn't feel so comfortable overdoing it, and I don't think it's so glatt to go into these multi-faith rooms to daven, even on the expense of you having more kavana in that place. Yeah. While I was there davening, I dreaded the Muslim coming in and started doing his prayers next to me, and then being a Christian even more. I don't think they even use it, but it doesn't sound right. So for people should think twice, maybe find yourself a different corner than going to multi-faith. But it's only I only want to people to know that there is a, that you should go into the sugya before doing such a thing. Yeah, don't come to be koyve alocha here, and mainly sheyisif tatab devavad vakevo. You have to know. I know I didn't come here to be maspid or avadi yourself, but I think it's appropriate that within the shleishim we should even say what an ish emes he was. He was an expense of probably him losing his job. Yeah. So if it wasn't up to any of the me and you who would have such a position, you're getting a heavy wage from them. Yeah. Then you think twice. You wouldn't just reject it. He didn't budge. If he thought halacha was this way, he would fight all the way for that halacha. This was his derech. His amitut and his anova, yeah, also in many, many places. For instance, when he first became a dayan in Petach Tikva, yeah, Reuven Katz, when he came back from Mitzrayim, it was Mekanevim, and he made him a dayan in Petach Tikva. And Reuven Katz was getting old, and he told him, I want you to be the Av Beis Din of Petach Tikva. So Rav Avadia turned to him and said, but there's someone older than me in the Herkev. How can you ask me? Now he's a big gun then. How can I ask me? He's older than me. He'll be jealous of me. He'll cause machloikes. I don't. Rav Reuven Katz laughed at him. He says, I'm offering you a job of being Av Beis Din, higher wage, being Av Beis Din, a permanent job, and you're ala magashel kesef. Yeah, on a silver tray, I'm offering you the job, and you're rejecting it. So he says that he rejected it because he didn't want to tread on someone else's toes. And therefore, he says a few months later, he says you don't lose from being mevata in your kovod. A few months later, Rav Waldenberg, who now we spoke about his machlokes which he had, Rav Waldenberg offered him a job in Bedin Alyon in Yerushalayim. Had he been the Av Beis Din of Petach Tikva, he wouldn't be able to take that job in Yerushalayim, and that's what made him afterwards eventually Chief Rabbi of Tel Aviv and Chief Rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. It's only because he was mevata in this kovod, which on be careful on someone else's kovod. You don't lose from giving kovod. That was part of the character traits which he had, and Kosh Baruch Hu says this, when an tzaddik is nifter from the olam, there's abundance in the world. All his midas tevas have been spread. Everyone can hop onto any of his midas and take it on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should machai al Hashem Elokim dima makol panim, and yei sifzatav davavot bakever. We mentioned the stories today.